Here's a thought, well, a question I'll title, is photography an act of acquisition or one of reception? When I was photographing in Acadia a few weeks ago, on several occasions I became very frustrated because Acadia would not conform to my will. I wanted to make a certain kind of picture, and it was just being stubborn. As is well known among landscape photographers, nature's often very stubbornly uncooperative. The light isn't right. The wind isn't right. The angle of the sun isn't right. The subject isn't right. The background isn't right. There's all kinds of things that can get in the way of making the photograph of our dreams. But what does that mean? Well, it's clearly not that nature is plotting against us, because nature doesn't have human consciousness to make such plans, but it sometimes feels like it. So what does it mean when we think that nature is plotting against us? It might point to the fact that we are, as artists, trying to impose our will upon the world based on what I'll call an acquisitive predisposition. It's the old business about taking photographs, which is kind of more than a semantic issue. It's really an indication of some kind of aggression. And I think that manifests itself in this frustration that we have that nature doesn't bow to our will. It doesn't give us precisely what we want. And so we photograph anyway sometimes, but oftentimes unsuccessfully. But we keep at it, and eventually everything clicks into place. The sun is right, the atmosphere is right, everything is right. Click, we get a really good picture. It's still an act of acquisition rather than one of reception. In my early decades in photography, I very definitely photographed with an attitude of acquisition. I wanted to build my portfolio of images up. I wanted to have my set of trophy images so that I could brag about what a good photographer I was. And when I showed my work somewhere, it was always a disappointment if I didn't receive accolades or applause for the work. And it took me a couple of decades to realize how I was misguided in this entire thinking about artwork. I ran across that great quote from Anais Nin, "Do not speak unless spoken through." One of the key characteristics of art making, in any art you can think of, is the amount of cooperation it takes between the artist, the medium, and the subject. Creating art is not one of acquisition. It's one of participating with these other inanimate objects in ways that we can find success in expressing ourselves. I often think of it this way. Acquisition is all gathering in to me. It's picking up things. It's taking things. It's gathering things, etc. There's a grabbing kind of idea behind acquisition that isn't, in my way of thinking, part of the art life. Instead, the art life is one of reception. It's one of being humble and graciously accepting the gifts of time and weather and subject and a mood that comes over us. It's not one where we assert ourselves. It's instead an act of contrition almost. It's a way for us to connect, not by grabbing, but rather by receiving. At least that's the way I tend to think about photography and my art life. And when I made that conversion, which was really in the early 90s, it so completely changed my approach to image making and production that you can see it in my work. There's a dividing line between the work I did in the 1970s and 1980s and the transition decade of the 90s, and then after that, my work is entirely different. I think it has to do with the attitude with which we approach image making. And I think that's the philosophical foundation for the semantic question, Do you take photographs or do you make photographs?
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.